नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक एंड हियर्स अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस। By calling Karnataka number one corrupt state, the BJP's chief minister face B.S. Yedurappa seems to have scored a self-goal. In his eagerness to please the party bosses, the BJP CM-in-waiting perhaps forgot that he too was at the helm for 3.5 years. Portraying his government as farmer-friendly, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has recently said that the farmers are the top priority for the ruling NDA government. After its proposal to make floor cleaners using cow urine, the Uttar Pradesh government has decided to give a push to the use of cow urine in preparing medicines. Pakistan's under-19 team manager Nadeem Khan said his side's crushing loss to eventual champions India in the World Cup semi-finals could be a result of magic art. A sub-inspector in Noida shot at two men in Noida on Sunday night, which the victim's family claimed was without any reason. Meet the boys who won India its fourth historic title. Manjot Kalra slammed a majestic century when it mattered the most to lift their fourth ICC Under-19 World Cup title. Calling the outcome of the recent by-polls in Rajasthan as a grave matter of concern, Finance Minister and senior BJP leader Arun Jaitley said the party is examining the reasons behind this year's recent electoral debacle. Two militants of Lashkar-e-Toyba have been arrested in Jammu and Kashmir's Baramulla district by a joint team of police, army and CRPF. Identified as Abdul Majid Bhatt and Mohammed Ashraf Mir, had received armed training in Pakistan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched a book called The Exam Warriors. The book is a guide for children on dealing with exam-related stress. The book also advises teachers on helping students to cope with anxiety. One dreaded criminal was killed and 8 others wanted men arrested by the Uttar Pradesh police in the last 24 hours after 4 major encounters. 2 Kashmiri youths studying at the Central University of Haryana, Mahendragarh, were allegedly beaten by a group of around 10 to 15 men on Friday. Read the report only on news18.com. Time for some opinion, agree or disagree. Narendra Jamodar Jadhav, who previously led economic research at the Reserve Bank of India, feels that the union budget has boosted social sectors but let down social protection. Read his write-up and opinion only on news18.com. And lastly, AAP leader Ashutosh has pointed at the ruling party's phrase One Nation, One Election and said that it's being portrayed like it will save the taxpayers' money and the money will be used for public good. The AAP leader writes on why it will kill the spirit of India's constitution. Read the piece only on news18.com. That's all for today, folks. Join us for tomorrow's news18.com's Daybreak as well. And in case you have any suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.